Firm plans for erecting a sanitarium. In connection with the union conference session held at Korambong, a formal meeting was held of the Australasian Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association on Thursday morning, July 20, and recorded in the July 24 union conference record. 15 resolutions were brought in for consideration. 3 related to a proposed new building, the first of which read 7. That we earnestly invite a hearty cooperation of our conferences and associations, and friends of our cause in general, in the erection and equipment of a medical and surgical sanitarium, to be located in the vicinity of Sydney, and that we suggest that this enterprise be undertaken according to plans for a building capable of accommodating 100 patients. This was followed by 2 lengthy resolutions relating to finance, the opening sentence reading, that we undertake to raise the sum of £8,000 for the purpose named in the foregoing resolution. The resolutions appeal to the constituency for strong support and the exercise of self-denial and strict economy, that all may have means to offer for this cause. The common sentiment was that they should look directly to God for help, committing our cause to Him and appealing through Him to the friends of the work. At this point, Ellen White was given an opportunity to speak. Her statements filled more than 6 columns in the July 21 Union Conference record. She opened with the words, "My husband and I took an interest in the sanitarium in Battle Creek from the time it was first started. It was very hard work to get right ideas fixed in the minds of the workers in regard to what the sanitarium should be. We had to go over the ground again and again, teaching them line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. After reviewing the initial steps taken in Sydney," she declared, "from the light I have received, I know that if ever there was a country where a sanitarium was needed, it is New South Wales, and I may say also, Victoria." She told of how the hospitals of the world could not suffice and declared, "We should have a sanitarium under our own regulations, that the truth of God on health reform may be given to the world. Those connected with such an institution who are being educated as nurses should be trained to go forth from the institution as solid as a rock upon the principles of health reform and other points of truth." She assured the delegates that it could be done. "The Lord has instructed me," she said, "that we can have a sanitarium here if everyone will do as I was reading this morning in the 8th and 9th chapters of 2 Corinthians. She referred to the dire needs of the believers driven from Jerusalem, and the manner in which means were raised for this relief. Their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power, I bear record, yea, that beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Some who had no money gave part of their wearing apparel. Some divided the store of food they had, living poorly, that those who were suffering in Jerusalem might be fed, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift." She drew lessons from this experience and recounted God's providences in the beginning already made in Australia. "We need a sanitarium," she urged. "We desire that every soul here shall be interested in this work, because God is interested in it. This is the work the Lord desires to have done. Then let it be hindered no longer. God help us to take hold of it. No one man is to do the whole work. Let us all help to the best of our ability. Nothing that we have is our own. All is the Lord's, and we are to do His work. God will put His Spirit upon those who will do something, and do it now." At this point, a vote on the resolutions was called for, and it carried unanimously.